My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I was sitting there and I listened to him and I see the way he moves and stuff like that. And I'm like, this might have been the perfect signing.
Hmm.
And I didn't even realize it. Maybe Monty and all these other guys. But it's perfect for the professional that he is, the athlete that he is. I kept talking last week and I compared it to Kendrick Lamar, ironically, and all this other stuff. The discipline nature that I get from hearing DeMar speak, and then that matches up with the way he plays basketball, right? In this three-point shooting era, he says, no, my bread is buttered 15 to 17 feet away, and you can't get me off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to ride the wave and go do some others. No, this is where I'm going to make my living. And there's a level of discipline to being able to do that in this era. And you kind of broke down, like, first and potentially first and second choices and stuff like that. I don't know if he was first or nothing like that, but I think they came to a point where it's like, this guy kind of be perfect for where we're at as a franchise and organization. And I think it'll work big, saying that's how Monty and them thought. I bought into that. I'm a big believer in that. Do you think he's like the perfect guy for them right now, considering all the names that were on the board? The market and schools, man. Ingram, mm-hmm. all this other stuff. Feels like DeMar is the perfect one.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, all of the things that you laid out right there, I don't think I've ever heard media clap. I actually wasn't sure what I was hearing. I thought you did it at first, and then I was like, we don't have a clap button. And I swear to you, I scrolled back because I was watching on Twitter. I scrolled back, which you can't do anymore. And I was like, yo, the crowd, the media popped. Okay. And I was just sitting there on the edge, kind of, I was sitting on the edge of the bed, just hanging on every word DeMar was saying. He does feel like the perfect player for this team in many regards. I know people want defending wings and three-point shooters or rim protectors or all of these little phrases that they hear on podcasts and shows and read in articles and all that. And all of that's fine. It doesn't mean it's inaccurate, but attach a player's name to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did this with Kyle Kuzma. We found the flaws, the holes, or as you would say, the warts in Kyle Kuzma. We did it with Zach LaVine. We did it with Brandon Ingram. We've done it with every player we've tried to link or have linked in some way, shape, or form to Sacramento. Well, DeMar doesn't shoot the three the way everybody wants. All right. Weigh the good and the bad. And it feels like with DeMar, there's way more good. And man, how many times over this stretch have we talked about Mike Brown players and Monty McNair players? Mm-hmm. DeMar checks both boxes because we've wondered, this guy doesn't feel like a Monty guy, mm-hmm. but he might be a Mike guy. Mm-hmm. This guy feels like a Mike guy. Oh, Monty doesn't really have a history of those types of guys.
Right.
DeMar, his universal respect around the league, or it appears to be universal respect around the league, and the way that he plays, the way that he approaches the game, it feels like when you talk about warts with DeMar, all you're talking about is his age.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back and you look at what he did last year, you have to at least acknowledge, well, age shouldn't be a part of the conversation right now.
Right.
Because he's not showing signs of, like with Chris Paul is still one of the great point guards. I think San Antonio signing him is brilliant. But there's enough in recent years to go like, it's a little scary. Mm-hmm. If I'm San Antonio, we know what this is. Like, he's going to have as much, like, we know as we sign Chris Paul, he's probably going to have as much impact off the floor as he is on. And where we are right now as a franchise, that's really important to us.
Mm-hmm.
With DeMar, that's not something you need to look at right now. And that's probably not something that you're going to have to look at through the duration of his contract.
Right. Right. And there was something that we read off. I don't know if you saw it too, but did you see the comparison with Paul George and DeMar DeRozan? Like, they just did this past year, right?
I think they did
career and this past year. But basically, DeMar was better numbers-wise across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the same age. I think he's going to be 35 when the season starts. I think Paul George is going to be 34. But think about that, though. Like, think about the prize that Paul George was in this free agency and it's turned Philly into a fringe contender and all this other stuff. And you got a guy in DeRozan who's basically the same age with better numbers. The Kings got him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy. It wasn't – I didn't take it as a knock on either player. It was just like, people look at Paul George as this super high caliber free agent. Well, the Kings were just able to get a guy that put up better numbers across the board and is around the same age. So, yeah, I just think – I thought about it.
Why do you think that is?
That Paul George,
they're not looked at as the same. I don't want to say type of player, the same tier
mm-hmm.
of player.
Mm-hmm. By some, right? Like, as with the last couple of weeks have played out, there are people who are scoffing at the notion of Paul George going to Philadelphia, making them a contender. And then one thing that I have learned, and we kind of talked about too, there. And you just mentioned it, there is a high level of reverence and respect, at least from the media, for DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When people that we were expecting to like sound crazy about this deal, the Kevin O'Connells, you know, the Tim Bontemps, those guys, they were like, no, it's actually a pretty good deal. Like, I'm cool with the deal. DeRozan is this, he's that, he's that. Like, Kings did good for themselves. They got better. You know what I mean? But I think Paul George is a little bit more captivating, you know, when you see a guy that size being able to play. I remember I told you, I think for the first time, maybe 2 years ago or whatever, when we were at the beginning of one of the we were there for one of the Kings games, and it was when they were shooting around or whatever. And I don't know, it was my first time being that close to Paul George. And I, like, turned to you. I was like, he's hella tall. Like, he's like a legit 6'9". And then you think about how he plays. He plays like Dame Lillard, you know, his style, crossing over, pulling up, mm-hmm. doing all this other stuff. It's like, this guy's great. So I think he's just he just kind of captivates people a little bit more with his style of play than what he's able to do. A little flashier or whatever the case may be. And DeRozan just kind of, he's a little more workman, it feels like.
Yeah, because I'm glad you used that phrase, because in today's NBA, what gets the most attention?
Flash.
Trade requests.
Mm.
Right? Like, that's like you're a top tier player, you're stuck in Indiana. Get me out of here. You're a top tier player in Toronto, of all freaking places.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get over the hump. You're winning 60 games, and you're getting your ass kicked by LeBron James in the playoffs. DeMar's just traded.
Yeah.
DeMar never asked to be traded. He was just Nobody made an uproar about that, right? DeMar was just a player involved in a trade. And that gets far less attention than the guy who says, get me out of here. That gets far less attention than the guy who shows up to what is believed to be his last game in a franchise with a That's All Folks t-shirt on, saying, oh, I don't even pick out my own clothes.
That was crazy.
Okay. All right. Cool. We're going to spend our time just going nuts over that and not over the dude who busted his ass in Toronto or San Antonio or Chicago. And the Chicago thing was tough because for a minute they were good, but that was it. They were nothing more. They were nothing less. They were good. And then they weren't.
Right.
And probably not a lot of fault to like the talent there, but you just injury after injury. Losing Lonzo, it was just so devastating. Lonzo was such a phenomenal playmaker. Losing him was death. And then things just started piling on one another. And so you already had a team that was just good. So to lose a piece on a team that's just good just puts you in a brutal position. And then, of course, one piece became two pieces, became three pieces.
Right.
And now they're like Chicago is in, you know, this is something we could probably save for another day because Zach LaVine was such a part of the conversation. Chicago is in a very unique place in hell right now that I don't know how they get out of because we focus on Zach LaVine. And we know that, you know, maybe they want to try to get out of this Lonzo Ball year. They still got Vucevic for like 40.
Yeah, big Vooch. They re-signed him
like
a year
and
ago.
It's like you guys are drowning. And no one is going to throw you a life raft at this point. You might have to trade away your future assets just to get off of that money or bite the bullet and know you're probably going to stink for the next handful of years.
Yeah.
Or maybe not stink. You're not going to be god awful, but you're just not going to be able to compete in that conference the next handful of years.
And the crazy thing about that is they got players that can play. You know, you got Kobe White who had a little bit of a breakout season. You know, you got
who can
play as well. They got guys that can play, but it's just not matching up. You know what might have to happen is they might have to give up one of those guys. Like to get rid of Vooch, they might have to give up Kobe White, which would be a good foundational piece for what you're trying to do, but to get off those contracts, you may have to attach, like, not just picks, but, like, players that you really like.
And that's almost how you start completely from scratch, is you give up even the – and that's what people look at Utah, is Lauri Markkanen in 27 turning 28 or whatever it is. Like, right, maybe he's going to, like, peak as these other guys that we have are ascending. And that's the only argument I could see for moving on from Lauri Markkanen, you know, if you're able to get these level of assets that they're talking about. With Chicago, like, I don't know what Kobe White gets you, especially if you're giving up, especially if you, the mandatory thing is you got to take Vucevic with them.
Right.
We'll come back. There was one NBA thing. It happened on Friday that legit left me speechless.
Yeah, we was talking. Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm
a one man wolf act on.
We'll talk about it. CeeLo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You see, she's on The Shop.
I did.
With Three Stacks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Those are two of my favorite people, Sexy Red and Andre 3000.
You do love you some Sexy Red. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. One very underrated dope thing about the DeMar DeRozan signing was he signed right after the Not Like Us video dropped, and it created that visual and steel shot using. It the excitement would have been there. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying for the DeMar signing, but the element of that still shot from the video, which was so current in the moment and was going absolutely nuts, was flawless.
Yeah, it was all over the place on Saturday night or so.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
At that point, yeah. That was pretty cool. That was really dope.
I was speechless when I saw Jalen Brunson's contract.
Mm.
Like, floored. Like, as I read the tweet, I think it was from Woj, over and over and over again, trying to figure out what I was missing, like what I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. So I read it and read it and read it. I was like, all right, put the phone down. Wait, because I know the order of operations is Woj tweets it, and then in 10, 20 minutes or whatever, the article accompanies with it, with maybe a smidge bit more detail, will post.
Mm-hmm.
Waited for the article to post. Got it. Read it. Got no clarity on it. Just Jalen passed up an ungodly amount of money just for the sake of helping out the New York Knicks, I guess.
So, did he really? Now, he took a little bit of a gamble, but the way I read everything, he could see all that money and then some back.
So, I'm of the belief you don't ever see no money back until it's in front of you.
Fair.
And now, to be fair to the entire situation, the money that everyone's talking about, Woj was writing about, the 100 and, was it 13?
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't now. Mm-hmm. That was next year.
If he waited.
Yeah, so you still had to wait a year to get that. Mm-hmm. There was money in front of him right now. And It's not money that you just like walk away from. But year over year, God forbid, Jalen tears his Achilles in February. Mm-hmm. I'm of the belief Jalen's getting that money in July. Mm. It's going to come across. I don't know how this is going to come across. Jalen in 3 years when he has that option, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm. Jalen's how old at that time?
I mean, 31 or 32 around that. We looked at it last week.
And so we're signing a 30-year-old to a $400 million contract?
You're signing him to that, too, if like he has postseason success. Like, if you're just getting bounced in the second round year after year or whatever. Like, I'm not even sure you pay him.
Like,
all that.
At that age. At that point, like, if you, because how I look at this, mm-hmm. if you're getting to that point and Jalen signs that contract, he is the New York Knick. Mm-hmm. He is the one mm-hmm. above that story. Patrick, Carmelo, Willis Reed. It is Jalen effing Brunson mm-hmm. if he's signing that contract in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And that, man, people say, oh, he can make that. Oh, he can make two for all oh, that 400. It's going to be there because the years of service. And man, 3 years at 30? That's crazy.
I know we see some instances where it doesn't happen, but it's like he's probably going to be around the level to deserve that, right? Like, it's almost like if you would have took Dame Lillard at 27, like, he ended up, by the time he was 31 or whatever, he was still doing the same things he was doing, and they weren't winning as much. And you're, and then twofold, you're able to be that type of player in New York City. I ain't gonna say you're making $113 million back in endorsements and all. I ain't saying that. But, like, it adds to the brand.
That's the fascinating thing. I hear that all of the time. Where are these endorsements coming from?
Like American Express, because you're the New York Knicks point guard. You get that ahead of De'Aaron Fox.
What's...
Because you're the New York Knicks point guard.
Fair enough. What's the American Express endorsement deal?
Theirs is probably pretty rich, huh? When you think American Express,
like, what's rich though? Like, we're talking upward.
It's not, once again, it's not 130.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's
where's
five,
the comma?
Seven.
You mean eight figures?
Is that
you talking about? And
eight is 10, right?
Yeah.
Like, nah, I'd say. So you five think it's like. Maybe more than that.
You need a whole lot of American Express deals to make up. So let's do that five over four. That's $20 million.
Right.
That's if you're the American Express endorser for 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Give me $80 million more. Give me $90 million more.
Look, there's two things that I think about. Number one, I think he's going to get to that $300 million, $400 million. I think he's going to get to that.
Okay.
I understand there's a risk that you might not. I get that. The other thing that I think about, and you know how I feel about this, and it's easy for me to say, because I'm not in his shoes, I don't have a $113 million extra million-dollar check that I'm turning down, right? I don't. Don't listen to this man. But at this point, if I sign this extension, the extension was like $150 or something, right?
Sure. Something like that.
I mean, I've made $300 million in my career. I'm probably going to make another $200 to $300 million more, at least. Do I need to stick this team up for like 113 right now or next year or whatever? Why not? I'm still making a lot of money, and why not do what I can to make sure my team is good and my profile continues to stay high around me? Or what might happen, to be honest with you, and this is where people, they might look at me as somebody they can just move on from, and I'll lose all of this. Because if I don't play ball, And it comes down to the second apron stuff. They might just move on from me.
Yeah, you got money, though.
I'm getting money anyway. I've got 300 from them already. I'm going to get another. No, you're not. He's not getting paid.
He's not getting that deal. There's no way Jalen Brunson's getting that deal at 32-31. You could get 300.
I already cut it in half. I'm going to get another 200 from
dude
him.
Dude is going to look at the end of his career.
I'm
going to
make $500 million from the New York Knicks when it's all said.
He's going to look at the end of his career ringless. Wow, I gave up 113 or 100 however many
million. Does it really matter at that point? When you've gotten $500 million from them.
The fact that I didn't get six. Where are you getting this $500 million?
Didn't he get a $120 million deal to start with? He just signed a $150 million extension. He's going to sign at least a $200 million extension.
Okay, so
he's
you have him.
$500 million from the Knicks over the course of like eight seasons. And I'm going to be, I did wrong because I didn't get 600?
It's all hypotheticals. If it's me, I'm taking Wits and Frank.
Here's... You're a fascinating individual when it comes to this type of stuff. And I guess this is just because you're rich and you can speak from...
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just going to...
This one's tricky because he just signed an extension.
So let's go all the way to 2029.
What rules are we playing with?
What rules are we playing with? Oh, you should have saw your boy Kyle
at the same time.
Oh, man. Well, actually, Kyle was on my side a little bit, but still, it's the principality.
Yeah, we're going to write the numbers down.
Oh, in the middle of the season. What league does that? In the middle of the damn season.
The NBA just did it.
They didn't change no rules.
The NBA started calling fouls the second half of the season.
Bro, it's a conspiracy.
I'm sorry.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm sorry. I apologize. The NBA stopped calling fouls.
Come on, man. It's a conspiracy against your boy. This is crazy. The PWL has gone to a new low with this one. Wow.
Jalen Brunson, the former number 33 overall pick in the 2018 NBA draft. He has 6 years in the books. However, we're adding 5 years that he has ahead. The 2 years remaining on his deal and the contract extension that was just signed will include the player option. Boy, he's going to be 31 at the time. Man, I can't believe you're that confident in him getting a massive contract then. But we'll get to that. We'll go all the way till the very end when he's owed $43.3 million to make the uniqueness of this game level out. He will earn 43.3 in the final year. To this point, his highest grossing year was 2022, where he earned 27.7. That should tell you something about the contract that he signed. 27.7 was his highest grossing to date in 2022. The most he will earn is the final year of his extension in 2028 at 43.3 million dollars. The former number 33 overall pick in the draft, Jalen Brunson, his career earnings, as the gentlemen take to the board and share their numbers.
Wait, how are we doing this? What's
going
on?
We're writing the numbers down.
I don't even have a pen.
You don't have a pen?
He loses
that.
He loses. Are you kidding me? I win.
How would I have a pen?
This is like draft day. Turn in your draft card. If you don't have it, you're done.
Remember when the Vikings didn't?
Exactly.
Dummies. Let me get a pen.
So we're 11 years on this?
I barely have paper.
You can use
some paper right here.
Insider's rundown. And you got like eight insider rundowns over there. You don't even have a pen. The music hits. We've got nothing here because no one has taken a guess.
Well, because this is a stupid way to go about it. It's a conspiracy. But I'll play the game and I'll win the damn game. It doesn't matter.
Well,
It doesn't matter. Let me write this little sorry guess on here. Because it don't matter. I'm about to win.
Can you?
I'm about to do what I do.
Talk less and write more? All right. I guess the answers are incoming here at some point. It's... You'd like the spot.
Are we ready? Are we ready? Get Jesse on here. I don't want to see him my number.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm ready.
All right. Numbers up. Kenny Caraway, 303 milli, 285 million from Jesse. Kenny Caraway at 303. Jesse at 285. At the end of the deal, Jalen Brunson will have earned $241,613,000.
Yeah. The end of what day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your numbers are off.
What he did deal? Not get paid by the Knicks in that first deal, by the way. Like, he did not get some massive deal.
What'd he get?
I think what you're forgetting is he has years remaining on his deal. He signed an extension that starts at the end of that deal.
Okay. No, this is ridiculous.
He's distraught.
Hold on. This is some bull junk.
Go ahead, Casey.
This is some bull junk, as Dion would say.
Let him know.
So, at the end of the $125 million deal that he signed, isn't he getting another $155? He's getting an additional $155. He signed a four-year $125 like a year ago. The extension, the three-year extension or whatever, is 3 years $155, ain't it?
I don't know what deal you're talking about.
I'm going to go cut right
back. The extension you guys he just made.
The extension, he just, so I have him signing this. There's his initial deal, which, of course, we don't have that. We never got the $30 from the tribal chief that we were promised. So we
really walked in here like, yeah, fellas, no problem. I got you guys.
Look, now we can't even be on Twitter anymore either.
Yeah, right? Can't be on Twitter. Now we got to ask Aaron for $40. And given the conversation I had with him at about 12:15, that $40 isn't coming.
Oh, no.
Yeah, anyways, your numbers are off, pal.
What the hell did Wolf say?
You went into this with a very defeated attitude, by the way.
Well, because it's 20-1. It's 20-1 against your boy. 20-1.
Well, yeah, looks like your steroid guy got arrested.
Yeah, that guy got his ass whooped, too. So.
So what's the extension?
The extension is $156.5 million. That's the extension. It's a 4-year extension.
Okay, wait a minute.
With a player option.
Wait a minute.
Are you still contesting this?
The extension is what?
$156.5 million.
What did he sign with the Knicks for?
I don't know what he originally signed with the Knicks for.
So tell me if I'm wrong. The extension starts at the end of the contract that he originally signed with the Knicks, right? For $160 million or so?
$156 million.
So shouldn't it be $156 plus $125?
I don't know if you would like to take... We're using SpotTrack, the same thing we use all of the time. But no, let's, instead of having an engaging conversation, I'll just sit here and Google. That's what I'll do to appease Kenny's contest of the, this is.
His first deal with the Knicks was 4 years, $104
million. $104
million? Yeah.
So you combine that with the two something, right?
And you have two.
Or with the 160, excuse me.
150.
So you're at 260 something, and then I saw he made like $5 million when he played for the Mavericks.
So Jesse still wins.
Well, the answer was wrong. Throw this game out. Throw it out.
This is sad, honestly.
His career earnings to this point are $60
million. Yeah, that sounds about right. This is in the middle of the 4-year deal he signed with the Knicks. And he must have made $2 when he signed for the Mavericks.
Well, yeah, and Mark was the 33rd pick in the draft.
Yeah, he made $2. And Mark Cuban was like, we'll wait it out. We won't give this guy his money. He's making $2. He probably would have took a $50 million deal.
Mark Cuban was treating him like an NFL running back.
He really was. Like
did.
That notice Mark Cuban stepped down from his role shortly after this Jalen Brunson thing. Man.
Well, I think the number was off. I probably still lost though. But I think it's probably my calculations have it at about like what
270? I have it at about 260. I can't figure out where this 104 is, unless the 104.
Have they not added up the whole contract yet?
Oh no. Hang on. Let me go back to Spot Track. I think I got it. Okay. Yeah. Here's why. 2024 is a I'm sorry, that's wrong. 2025 is a player option. So that is gone. So it's basically a 3-year contract. So the contract that we knew as a 4-year contract turned out to be a 3-year contract.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the extension
is attached to it. That's why we should have never done this stupid ass one in
the
first place.
Well, no, it's why we should trust Spot Track, the source.
Let me call Keith Smith.
This one was doomed from the start. I told you it was a conspiracy.
Why was Jesse so confident and you weren't?
Because I don't know why Jesse wasn't confident.
You were completely flabbergasted by this.
He wasn't confident.
All you would have had to have done was go a dollar over, a dollar under. This made the game more fun.
We don't even know that.
I can't lie.
We just figured out what this guy's contract was about, man.
We just figured out how the contract was structured. We know what the contract is.
It's about 6 minutes going on Kenny's rant now.
Just like Maya Angelou, still I rise. Y'all can't hold me down. Rise.
He's gonna
shout out Maya Angelou.
Next thing you know, he's gonna post a picture on Twitter with PWL as a joke on his shirt.
See, he got some of you. He got some of you hip hop heads. That was actually a deep hip hop cut. That's a deep hip hop cut. And people are like, "Oh, he's calling it a joke now." It's actually a deep hip hop cut. But some of y'all showing that you don't know.
Whatever, man.
You don't know,
man.
It's actually a super deep hip hop cut. I didn't even know that until I read up on it a little bit. All it took was a quick search.
You have been working so hard to stall that dude out over the last 2 months.
I don't know, man. I think he got some of y'all on that one because y'all thought he was really saying rap is a joke. It's actually a deep cut.
It's in his best interest to just leave us alone.
A deep cut.
Like, just to stop, Drake.
He didn't even say nothing about the beef.
Come on, bro. Like, we all know it.
We ain't going to go there. Somebody suggested it was something else. Leave it there. Leave it there. But that shirt was it was a deep cut.
The Death of Slim Shady tracking to be the number one album on the Billboard 200. This would be his 11th number one album.
That's interesting because I heard the numbers weren't doing well. I don't know who to believe. I believe Billboard and believe what you said more than what I heard. But I heard the streams or something wasn't doing too well. And I was like,
talking about, though?
Like, I can't remember specifically.
Streams, looking right now, these aren't Travis numbers. These aren't Drake numbers. These aren't Beyonce numbers. But they're healthy numbers.
Yeah, what I had read, I was surprised. I was like, that can't be factored in. Can't be factored in because I'd expect him to be number one with that album. If Houdini was the number one song, I expect that album to be number one or close to it.
This is number one. He'll be number one. It's tracking towards about 300,000 units.
That's a good number.
Yeah, it's a very good number. But I think comparison, I think Travis was about four. Drake was about four. And I think Beyonce was around six.
That 300 number is still crazy. That's a dope ass number. Yeah,
Taylor doesn't even count.
That 300
she got Wilt Chamberlain numbers.
That's a dope number.
Mm-hmm.
That's big units moved there. Pause.
22-20 as we enter the final weeks of the PWL.
We got 2 weeks.
The season ends on August 1st.
So we're just like the EPL, right? Ain't no playoffs.
No playoffs. No, that's it. Champ at the end. We got to get these games in, though.
We got time.
Now you want to play.
There's no days off ahead.
Now you want to play.
Yeah, all right, man. Yeah, all right. Sorry, it's good. It's good. It's good. Still I rise.
Kenny acting like Dom when Rhea popped up on Monday.
Kenny's acting like the underdog when he's got all these resources. I am the underdog.
Everybody's against your boy, but it's cool. Still I rise.
It's just a little three-man station over here, bro. We're working.
You went from Drake to Pac, huh? Still I rise. Okay. All right.
But so look, back to the Brunson situation, though. He's going to make a generational money. It's okay. He left $100 million out there. It's fine.
Again, you rich people, you think different. I guess it is. But
I guess to some people, too much is never enough. Like, I understand that aspect.
I also understand the idea like that. There's $156 million in front of him right now.
Mm-hmm.
This second.
Right.
He can guarantee himself $156 million. We sometimes look at it. It's a foregone conclusion that he'll get such and such next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand that line of thinking as well. We've never seen it executed before.
Do you think this is something we'll see moving forward?
No.
Honestly,
absolutely
not.
I do not.
I hate when it's like, oh yeah, player took this amount of money so the team can do this, this, and that. Like,
no.
It's never the other way around.
Yeah, like because you talk about. You talk about what the Knicks could have done, all of this different stuff. I understand this is far fetched. What if the Knicks aren't good? What if hypothetically you don't like OG Anunoby? What if OG stinks next year? And if I'm Jalen Brunson, I'm like, you sign this dude to $200 some odd million. I passed up $113 million so you could sign this dude. Most athletes don't like that thought will creep into his head. Jalen Brunson will never say that out loud. He's not that type of person. He's not that type of player. OG Anunoby goes again, play along, scoreless for a week. Passed on about $13 million to keep this team off the second apron for that guy. Like it doesn't, you don't see it very often because I feel it could create resentment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say this. This is the way.
And Brunson does appear to be wired differently. He's wired like you, where it's like, I got enough money.
I wired that way. I don't have the Brunson money, though, so there is a difference. But the way I look at that situation, let's say, for instance, he took less money so they could sign OG. The reason why that would never happen if it was me, is because once I decided to do that, I looked at all the worst things that could happen. OG could stink.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to, before I put pen to paper, got to say, if he stinks and he's making $200 million and I give up $100 million for them to sign him, I have to be, can I live with myself? Can I live with this decision? And the second I say, yeah, I can live with it, it won't come up. Like, it's just like if it does play out that way, I knew what I was signing up for. I ain't getting mad at them for signing. I knew what I was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where this super hypothetical, right? But like if Odyssey has a salary cap, if Odyssey has a second apron, which some say they do. There's a second apron here at Odyssey. And, you know, contract time is up and they offer me 130, but if we have 130, then we're gonna have to get rid of one of the insiders. But if you take 110, we can sign everybody. Take the 110. I'm gonna take the 110 to keep the team, to give, keep the team together.
Would you take 80?
Would I take 80?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once again,
James Ham lives if you take 80.
Damn.
Well, I mean, lives at Odyssey, of course.
I mean, but in my current state, yes, I'd take 80 because 80 would be just so much more than what I have right now. But yeah.
What if they're offering you 213, but in order to keep James, you got to take 100?
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm good. And you combine that with the fact that I've already gotten you guys for 100 plus. So I'm okay. It's okay. And you're telling, even though you guys say, hey, you ain't, nobody lives to see that. There's still the possibility that I can make all this money back and then some. Yeah, I'll take 100.
Yeah, you can make it back on endorsements.
Or podcast.
Podcast. Jesus. Danny in San Francisco.
That's a deep cut right there.
Hey, get some of this advertising on this podcast here. J Street Vibes.
But and I think that plays into it, right? Like, I think Jalen looked at it like, I could make all this money, but I love playing with my Villanova guys. I love what we just went through in the playoffs. And and he's like, people can say like the team is pulling the wool up. But it is true, like,
pulling the wool over. He knows what he's like. I think your original point was the most important. He knows what he signed. Like, no one was fooling him on what was going on.
Even then, though, but like, everybody can't make the most money and these guys stay together. Like, if they all want to stay together, if they all want to make it, like, you get to play with Mikal, you get to keep DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, you got OG. Everybody can't make the most money. So if you want to play with these guys,
I hear you. Here's my issue with that. My only issue with that is the person who has more money than all of us combined is James Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
And James Dolan wants a team that puts 18,000 people, 19,000 people in the Mecca night after night after night. He wants a team that's playing into late May and early June. He's going to come out of his pocket. Lakeup has done it for years. You want a team that does what they did, you're going to come out the pocket.
Until he didn't, right? There's gonna become a breaking point where he's like,
for sure.
I'm not paying.
But how? Yeah, but like, what's been the, like, what are we on, like, year 8?
Well, the luxury, though. That's what, 3 years? Like the crazy luxury tax bill? Luxury tax bill?
The crazy, crazy one, I think, is one. But yeah,
And he got to the point where he's like, I'm not paying this. Now, to your original point, though, they're in a different place than what the Knicks are, right? Like
now.
Yeah, the Warriors now are like a play-in team. Maybe Lakeup pays it if they're still one seed caliber. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm of the belief at some point, yeah, he can play it, but the reality is they're not going to. So what you gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna fight the good fight and be like, no, you should pay it because you got more money, or just accept and understand that somebody's gonna go. Like, they're not gonna pay this. They're not gonna pay it. Hell, the Celtics owner said, I'm selling. I'm not paying all this at the end of the day.
Well, my tequila brand is cooking. me and Mike getting out of the NBA and selling tequila.
So, I mean, it's just, I think he kind of looked around and was like, yeah, it's not fair. You know what I mean? James Dolan can pay for all this and everybody gets paid, but he probably won't. So let me take a little bit off the front end with the hopes that I'll get it on the back end and we can keep everybody together.
Hmm.
I understand it.
Why are we done so early? What's on next?
We get the Home Run Derby tonight?
5 o'clock.
We got the Home Run Derby?
I like the Home Run Derby, man.
I don't even know what that sounds like on the radio.
Back.
Is it
Berman?
Back.
No, I don't know if it's Berman.
Oh.
I'm sure it's a lot of that.
You
hit it really far.
Another one!
The finals are, I think I've heard it on 1320 before. The finals, you can like follow what's going on. In the opening rounds, it's just people hitting home runs. Oh, and he hit another one. Tell us about 1942, Bob.
Oh.
Like stuff like
the tequila?
That.
Tequila? Yeah, the year.
Right. Ramsey says it's great radio. I believe him.
All right, Ramsey would know.
Home Run Derby.
Oh, Ramsey would know. Hey, tune in. What's on it for?
Run it back for an hour.
Very nice.
There we go.
Very nice. All right.
Still got 2 minutes, fellas.
No, I'm just looking at this money. Like, Brunson's making $34.4 million in 25-26. He could have been making 46.3. Those numbers are just... they're just incredible.
The thing, whether he gets there or not, the thing that like really does stick out to me, or stuck out to me when I first heard it, was the numbers he can make.
Yeah, that's That's insane.
A $400 million that is contract.
Insane.
Wow.
The Knicks are like the best position.
415, 418.
The Knicks are the best position in the East to go after Boston, though, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion. They're in the best position. I like Philly, though.
I think Philly doesn't have the depth, I don't think.
The Philly feels like WCW. Like they're just trying to scrap together.
Jeff Jarrett, get over here.
Brutus. Get Brutus Beefcake over here and have him grow a beard. Like I don't know. Maybe Paul George is Scott Hall, and maybe they got
Paul
a Kevin
George,
Nash
Caleb
over there.
Caleb Martin, like Jerry McCain.
Now you got 2000s Hulk Hogan over there, Joel Embiid.
Now one of them guys is Buff Bagwell.
Joel Embiid, they're asking him not to start on Team USA.
We're trying to put the belt on Tyrese Maxey right now, but Embiid, Hulk Hogan won't get out of the way. Oh, that's
one of those
stuff,
guys
right there.
Is Billy Kidman in a tank top. Like,
I've never been more out on the 76ers.
I'm not there. I like their players. Maybe it's Daryl Morey. Maybe that's what
well,
it is.
I
can't
blame
stand
you
Daryl Morey.
One.
So
Beat
I
you
can't.
And James Harden. Yeah, that's where you guys unite.
He's a liar. He's a liar. Hey, before we go, Jasmine is in the chat. Jasmine, thank you.
Wife, hey.
You got 30 seconds to share with Jazz what the evening is going to be like.
I can
paraphrase for you. Jasmine, what Kenny said was leave him the hell alone.
Whoa.
Do not bother him.
No, he has
a video game
to play. Absolutely not. That's not what I said.
And if you disturb him when NCAA football comes out tonight, there will be serious consequences for you.
Don't listen to the media.
And the entire family.
Baby, don't listen to the media.
It was in the first segment, Jazz. I was just paraphrasing.
Don't listen to the media.
We got to go. We're going to run it back, and then we're going to head out to the Home Run Derby. Casey and I are going to head over to 102.5. We'll see you guys tomorrow here. Beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, college football.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.